It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Welcome to Money for Lunch. It's a fantastic show today. We have regular contributor Norm Blumenthal on the show. And Norm Blumenthal basically tells you how it is. And in case you don't know Norm, Norm Blumenthal is an attorney for workers and consumer and for consumers, selected as one of top attorneys in Southern California last year in 2017 as recognition for his legal work. He was inducted into America's Most Trusted Lawyers. As I mentioned earlier, he's a regular contributor here on Money for Lunch. Norm Blumenthal, welcome back.
Thanks, Bert. Happy New Year. And here we go again. Let's talk about money for money, because that's what your audience wants to talk about. And today I thought maybe we'd talk about immigration and citizenship. Why don't we do that? Because it's going to come up now very shortly in February. There's going to be a vote on it. And I think we all need to get on the same page. Whether you're pro-immigration or anti-immigration, you got to recognize one thing. We're heading for a labor shortage in this country, and number one. So remember that we just don't have enough people to do the work, and the economy's booming. The taxes have been cut. Everybody's getting jobs, and anybody that wants to work can work now. And you need people to do the hard labor. There's going to be people that have to pick the fruit, and it's going to be people that have to wash the dishes and clean the streets, and there's a lot going on here. So how do we do that, and what are you looking at? First of all, everybody is being a bit misled because there's a huge difference between being a citizen and being a legal immigrant in this country, okay? A big, big difference. And citizenship is a completely different thing. So just because someone may come into the country on a student visa or a work permit or a tourist visa, that doesn't make them a citizen. Citizenship is a completely different animal, and you got to line up for citizenship. So simply stated, to become a citizen of the United States, you have to have been born here in this country, and doesn't matter whether you're born to a citizen or not. If you're born here in this country, you are a citizen. If you're born anywhere in the world and one of your parents is a U.S. citizen, you're a citizen. So that's the first group. And no matter where they are citizens of this country. Now, let's line everybody else up. Let's talk about people that are here now. You know, the first group of people that we have that are here now are people that weren't born in the United States, that are residents, that are legal immigrants, residents of this country, and have served in the armed forces. Okay, and left the armed forces with an honorable discharge. Clearly, those folks should be the first in line to become citizens and first in line to receive work permits. And that's the last group of people you ever want to kick out of this country. They're productive. They're patriotic. They've done everything they had to do, even though they weren't born here and they weren't born to a citizen somewhere else in the country. So I think hopefully we can all agree on that. The next group of people are the ones, the dreamers. They, again, for no fault of their own, they were born outside of the United States, came here with illegal parents, and have lived here all their life, never been in trouble, have no trouble with the law, have jobs, productive jobs. A lot of them have their own families, whose children are citizens, whose only language they know is English. The only country they know is the United States that are here. There's no reason for these dreamers to be kicked out of this country. But that doesn't make them citizens. They're also entitled to a work permit, and they may never become citizens. They got to get in line, but they certainly shouldn't be kicked out if they have productive jobs. We have a labor shortage. We need to keep these people. These are productive people. They keep the economy going. You know, we've talked all the time about the velocity of money. These are people that make money, spend money, buy things, keep the economy going. They are productive citizens. The last thing you want to do is remove them from our society and put them somewhere where they don't eat a lot of, well, most of them don't speak the language where you're sending them back to. So that group, those dreamers, that should be a no-brainer. Now, the next in line are the ones that come here as on student visas. They study here. They learn here. They're productive here. They're highly educated here. And they have jobs here. Well, there's no reason they shouldn't get a work permit and stay here. That doesn't make them citizens, but certainly entitled to a work permit. So we have all these folks, and then you have a group that are refugees from places where there's been wars, and they come in, and they work hard. They have work permits. They stand in line. They may never become citizens either, but they certainly should have work permits. This is the whole theme of the process, and it's not a new idea. This idea goes back to ancient Rome. In Rome, everybody that was citizens had one was one group and had, you know, certain rights and privileges. But there was a lot, you know, of course they had slaves too, but that's another group. But there was a lot of people in Rome and in the Roman Empire that weren't citizens, but they worked for Rome. And that's what we want, people that are going to work for this country. Now, how do we ensure that the people in this country have a valid permit to be here, either a student visa, a valid work permit, a valid tourist visa? Well, it's really pretty simple. It doesn't take a wall, which is nonsense. All you need is this E-Verify system, which is in place already, and make it mandatory. No one gets a job unless the E-Verify system says that they're here legally and they can get a job via a work permit that their employer has applied for to allow them to work. So that's another simple thing. So these are all really simple things to do if you separate citizenship from work. And it can be done. The idea that we should spend billions of dollars for a wall, it just defies logic, because people can come into this country on an airplane, in a car, on a tourist visa, on a work permit, on a student visa, and stay. So putting up this wall is not keeping anybody out. The idea is
it's not going to keep us the dangerous people out. I mean, look, we do not have a flood of Mexicans coming over here trying to terrorize us. That solves nothing for us. So the whole thing of a wall to me is just so ridiculous. It distracts us from what the real issues are, and it's going to cost a lot of money.
Exactly. You know, if you look at 9/11 and all of the 19 hijackers, they came on either student visas or tourist visas, and they were here. And so, you know,
right. And
they knew about them. So it wasn't like they didn't know. These people were being followed. They knew where they were. The fact is they did nothing about it. That's a whole other story. But the bottom line is that the bad guys are not coming over. They're going to be in a group that has money. They're not going to come over, across some river, or coming across the Rio Grande or wherever it's going to be, or the deserts in Arizona. They're going to come on an airplane or a car because they're going to have some form of legal right to be here, one way or the other. So that's all silly nonsense that people make up scare tactics for this crazy wall that they're talking about. Sure, we should protect the border. Sure, there should be surveillance. It shouldn't be easy for people to walk across. But, you know, in Canada, you can walk across if you want. If you wanted to come here for trouble, you'd fly into, and you couldn't get in here, you'd fly into Canada and walk across. So the whole thing's just silly.
Sure.
And the idea is they don't want them here because the other fear is they're going to take American jobs. Well, the folks that are coming over here, you know, walking across the border, the jobs they're going to take are the jobs that no one wants. The problem is that we don't know who's here and who isn't, and there's an underground economy. And the only way to do that is to really stop it at the source, which is this E-Verify system, which is it's already in existence. It only costs,
right,
you know, a few million dollars, and you can upgrade it with a few more million dollars. And everybody, if you want to get a job, you, me, anybody, you apply for a job, and everybody in this country, and you say, okay, instead of filling out this phony U-9 form that, you know, everybody fills out that doesn't mean anything, you have to go through the actual E-Verify system. You put your name and your Social Security number in there, and then the federal government tells the employer whether or not they can hire this person. And if they can, they have a work permit. They can work as long as they have that job. When they leave the job, then they can't get another job unless they have a valid work permit. And somebody's
right,
not going to stay unless they can work. So the system's there to protect us, and it should work, and it will work if everybody just comes together instead of fighting each other with these scare tactics about, you know, there's going to be this rush to come here. There's no rush to come here. You know, people would like to come here for work, but you got to have jobs, and we got to have people to do the jobs. And there's a lot of jobs now. I mean, let's face it, we're going through a period now where there's going to be a labor shortage. There's going to be higher wages. There's going to be good jobs out there for people that want to go back to school and get trained for them. And there's going to be plenty of jobs for everybody. And there's going to be jobs that people aren't going to want to do, but we need people to do them. So there can be temporary work permits. You don't need permanent ones. You know, President Trump used them in his facilities, to have temporary permanent,
right,
people come in. There's ways to do all these things. So,
here's something else I want to bring up since you're talking about this, because this is making news almost consistently now. There's this doctor. He's a Polish doctor. He's been in America for nearly 40 years. And they're deporting him. They went to his house. ICE went to his house, and they picked him up. And they're deporting him based on the fact that when he was, 16 or 17 years old, he had a couple of misdemeanors. We're talking, you know, silly juvenile type of offenses. And they're deporting people like this doctor, who is an upstanding citizen. He's done nothing wrong since he was a teenager. Again, you know, you can't become a doctor in this country with a criminal record. So, you know, you have to pass through all that background check. And then, of course, he's got to go through the school and pass the boards and all that other stuff. Anyway, so this guy's been a practicing physician for 15 plus years. They went to his house. They picked him up, and he has been sitting in jail waiting a deportation hearing for like 3 weeks. And the problem with this kind of situation is, first of all, this is ridiculous. This 26 years ago is when he committed these misdemeanor offenses. The story says that they're under $100, and now he's stuck in this purgatory where he can't do anything. They can't expedite the hearing. You know, there's a minimal due process of law. And so this, to me, is just crazy that with all the crap that we have going on, that Homeland Security and ICE are picking up people who are contributing to our society based on, a 26-year-old misdemeanor.
Yeah, and that makes no sense, and you know it defies logic, and it's stupid. You know, if they're a contributing member of society, they have a job, they're working, they're here, they've been working for a long period of time. Of course, they should be given deference. I mean, there has to be some sanity to the system. This man, you know, now what have they done? They're causing the government to spend needlessly spend money. The doctor's family is out the money. The where he worked, where there's shortage of doctors all over this country, they're out one doctor. There has to be some common sense in this system, and there has to be the concept of if you are a working, productive member of the American society, you as a worker are entitled to a work permit and entitled to stay here without being harassed by the government as long as you're a productive member of society. If this doctor had then been arrested for something and then that would trigger the system to remove his work permit, and then the issue becomes whether or not he should be deported. But he wasn't. This is stuff that happened a long time ago. And, you know, the statute of limitations runs on these things.
Right. And the story says that for a regular citizen, for a naturalized citizen, if he would have taken the time to become a citizen, that none of this would become an issue. But, so he's got a valid green card. And it's one of those situations where he says, you know what, I meant to apply for citizenship, but, you know, it just never became one of those things that that became a big priority because I went from college to med school and then I started a family and then, you know, it just gets away from you. So, but here's a guy who's got a valid green card. As you said, he's contributing to society. People count on him for their health, and he is now spending weeks in jail waiting on a hearing. And the hearing could be a month from now. It could be a year from now. There's apparently not a set time when this guy has to have a hearing.
Yeah, and this is what's going to happen if this Dreamer Act doesn't go through. If this Dreamer Act doesn't pass, there's not going to be this one doctor or one or two. There's going to be 800,000 hardworking American citizens that they're going to round up and put through the deportation process and take out of our system. This is crazy. This is crazy talk by crazy people that for a minute, and the Dreamer Act is supported by well over 80% of the people in this country. And the idea that Congress can't get together and just focus at least on these folks, like the doctor. You know, the doctor wasn't born here, but here's the other part of it. If he has a valid green card, if he's a hardworking member and he's in the system, and E-Verify says he's in the system, you can't take a misdemeanor that's outside the statute of limitations and use that against them. Companies themselves, corporations all the time, commit illegal acts for which they're able to escape because of the statute of limitations. And it happens all the time. There's a purpose for statute of limitations. Statute of limitations and the prosecution for stale crimes. Like, for example, murder has no statute of limitations. A lot of states now, rape has no statute of limitations. But for the most part, every crime has a statute of limitations, 10 years, 15 years, whatever it is. And once that time passes, there's a seasoning on it. Somebody's obviously seen the error of their ways and is a productive member of society. And there is a system. E-Verify is a system that's in place that needs to be adopted to let people stay in this country as long as they have a valid work permit, i.e. a green card, to stay here, or they're here legally as a student or on a tourist visa. I mean, everybody needs to be here, and we need to get it rolling forward. This idea, though, that there needs to be amnesty and everybody needs to become citizens, that's nonsense, too. And so, we have to have and that's what I think people miss the boat. And I want everybody out there to keep in mind, this idea of allowing people to stay, they're staying as guests. They're not citizens. And these guests actually turn out to be a lot harder workers and citizens themselves. We all take our citizenships, if we're born here, pretty much for granted. But these people, you know, they want to become citizens, but it's a long road to become a citizen. And they may never become a citizen. But if they're hardworking and they have a green card, they should be able to stay here. This DREAM Act, everybody needs to call their congressmen and senators and say, you know, whatever you do, folks, when the vote comes up on February 9th, both in the House and the Senate, you need to let these folks stay here. It's embarrassing that this can't pass, because I think everybody in this country is for it. No one wants to cause heartache for the person like the doctor or these other hardworking people that are here and are good citizens. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it is crazy. And again, with all of the issues that we all are dealing with in this country, there are, you know, some of the stuff to me is just why we can't move forward on so many other issues. Because, you know, this whole thing about immigration and the wall and DECA and all this stuff, you know, again, you know, I think that it distracts us from other things that are important. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying that immigration is not important, but just like Norm is talking about, if they're in this country legally, we know about them, we have to make accommodations for these people who are law-abiding, who are productive, who are making our country better. That's number one. Number two, if we make it easier for, let's say, the illegal ones or undocumented, whatever, the illegal immigrants to get registered so we know where they're at, and they can start paying into our tax system, that's going to be better for everybody. And again, we want to know who's coming in. The large amount of people that are coming in are people from countries that have never caused us any harm, people who want to come here and create a great life for themselves. The countries that we need to be concerned about with are the ones that are from the Middle East that have a dislike or a hatred towards American way of life, who are the ones responsible for taking down the trade center, not our neighbors from Mexico. It's just ridiculous.
It defies logic. It makes no sense.
It defies logic.
And it was the rallying cry for a fringe element of in this country, and there always are fringe elements, but a fringe element,
sure,
that they don't want anybody in this country. They just want Americans in this country. They don't care. Well, those are people that are going to destroy this country. Can you imagine a state like Alabama where everybody left? I mean, where would the state be if everybody left? I mean, it's going to be empty. A state is empty,
right,
without its people. You need more people to grow. You need people in your state. You know, Alabama's just got a contract to build more Toyotas. In Alabama, they're going to be building more cars than in any other state except Michigan, because foreign companies put manufacturing jobs in these states, and people are going to have plenty of jobs to do it. Sure. You don't want to have to compete with someone that doesn't have a work permit, but to the extent that they have a work permit and they're going to work, hey, that's a guy that's going to rent a place to live in your state. They're going to buy food in your state. They're going to buy clothes in your state. They're going to have doctor's care. They're going to have car problems. They're going to spend their money where they live. Every economy is local. And it's to everybody's benefit that we have more people in this country, not less. As long as we know they're here, and we can, if they're not here yet legally, we can make it legal to the extent they're entitled to a work permit, they have a job. If they don't have a job and are not contributing and they came here illegally, they got to go. I get it.
Yeah.
And you know something? They're going to go if they can't get a job. But right now, because the E-Verify system is optional, there's no way to stop this underground economy from hiring them. And the only way to stop it is to have the system that works. And it works. It just needs to be implemented and made mandatory. So that's what we're looking for. And that can be part of the Dreamer Act and get this all done. It's got to happen.
Yeah, you know what, and now, something that you said, I want to drive this point home, because I can illustrate this from personal experience. So I have, when this was going on, I had five kids living at home with us, and my two older kids happened to be boys, and so my sons were responsible for mowing the lawn, and so I gave them the option, and so just to put it in perspective, both of my boys are in high school, they work part time, and I gave them the choice. They can either mow the lawn or they can hire somebody to mow the lawn. Well, and of course there's two of them, so they only have to mow the lawn like, I think, what is it, once a month, because they're mowing it every, you know, we get it mowed every 2 weeks. Anyway, bottom line is, both of them, again, these are high school students working part-time, decided it was better for them economically to hire our lawn guy to mow the lawn, which was, you know, $25 to get our, you know, and they come in with a whole group of team and they edge it and they mow it and they're done in 15 or 20 minutes or whatever. It was better for these high school kids in their determination. Hey, I don't want to mow the lawn because I got, you know, if they mow the lawn, it takes them 2 or 3 hours. And it was better for them to have this, these guys come in and they were willing to pay the $25. The reason that they could do that is because these hardworking immigrants are willing to come in and mow the lawn for a minuscule amount of money. That, as you were saying, Norm, I mean, nobody is, you know, no, what do you call it? I should say, there isn't anybody that is dying to get a job mowing the lawn.
Right, and you know, by the same token, your boys could get more productive jobs, making more money somewhere else. So the economy is moving as they make more money. They spend money. They spend the $25 on the lawnmower. They have the rest for money to spend on other things. That's the concept of it. There's a job in this country now for everybody. The good news is this economy is booming. This tax cut is a huge benefit to corporate America that's going to put more money out there to spend for more things. I mean, there's going to be more jobs in this country. And so the idea is we need more workers. We want more workers. We want more people spending money in America. We want more tourists. We want more students. We want more persons highly educated to be in this country. We want all of that. And we want to encourage that. We don't want to discourage it. But by the same token, that doesn't make them citizens. And so people shouldn't worry about that. They're just here on green cards, work permits. That doesn't give them a right to be citizens. That's a whole other process.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you brought that up. It is a huge difference. And I'm a big believer that, look, we could literally, when I say we as a society, our government literally would probably pick up like $500 million in taxes that they could go around and misspend if we just started, you know, allowing illegal aliens to raise their hand and say, I'm here. And it, you know, they start paying into the taxation system. They were granted a work visa because they're already here. Again, as long as they're productive, as long as they're not, committing crimes. And it's a real simple system. Here's what's so funny to me, Norm. Some of these guys that come over here illegally, they pay the smugglers sometimes, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $10,000 to be smuggled into the U.S. If the U.S. said, hey, instead of being smuggled in, why don't you come in the legal way? We're going to charge you a flat fee of $5,000. Now we know who you are. We fingerprint you. We have a photograph. They can start getting car insurance, and they can start paying into the tax system. It's a win for everybody.
It is. And the idea is, remember this on the dreamer point, just a point on the dreamers, but keep in mind, there are dreamers that were brought in this country as children, that served in the armed forces, that have been honorably discharged, that are working in this country with green cards, that are going to be thrown out of this country if the Dreamer Act doesn't pass. And this all started because Trump, knocked out Obama's executive order on the Dreamers. Trump could reinstitute the order if he wanted to, but he's putting it on Congress. But in any event, Congress needs to pass the Dreamer Act so people like this are not going to be kicked out of this country. These are patriotic. There's more as patriotic an American as you could ever have. All they know is English. All they know is growing up here. They love this country. They served in the armed forces. They have productive jobs. They have families here, and they're going to be kicked out of this country. That's crazy.
Absolutely. It doesn't make sense. And it's so interesting that you said that. So this doctor that I'm talking about is from Poland. He doesn't speak the language. He doesn't know the customs. He hasn't been back to Poland in 20 years. And his sister is a corporate attorney. And it's, again, they have built a life for themselves here. It's ridiculous to send this man back, tear apart his family just because he committed $100 worth of misdemeanors 26 years ago. This is where, again, we are spending literally millions and millions of dollars getting Homeland and ICE to go after these law-abiding citizens. Then they have to warehouse them in jail until they have a hearing. The cost is going to be over $1 billion. For what?
Exactly.
It boggles the mind, Norm, that our government would do this. But this is what happens when you have this political rhetoric and it gets out of hand and this fear-mongering. It's just a ridiculous way to live. It's not good
right.
for business. It's not good for our society. It's not good for our security. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and we all have to come together. We all have to give up our differences. Obviously, you know, we have different. Everybody's different. Everybody has different religions and beliefs where they came from and all of their prejudices. But you got to put that aside and say, look, at the end of the day, we are here living in America, and we are law-abiding citizens and other law-abiding citizens who are here and are working and are productive, and other law-abiding people, even if they aren't citizens, that are here and working and productive, or our students or our tourists, we want to protect them too, just as much as we want to protect the citizens. We don't want to be an exclusive society. We want to be an inclusive society. But that doesn't mean that everybody has to be a citizen or can be a citizen. It just means that everybody here we can treat humanely. And to the extent
yes.
they're here and they're complying with the law and they have a job, they have a green card, they have a work permit, it's in the system, let it be. Let's worry about, there's a lot more important things to worry about than picking off law-abiding citizens to remove from our society. That makes no sense at all.
Yeah, it doesn't bode well for our communities. This is disruptive. The toll on this is going to be huge. And again, it doesn't change anything. At the end of the day, it doesn't change anything because, again, these people are law-abiding. And so it's not going to make us any safer. They're not the problem. And so anyway, we could go on about this, but this is the situation, ladies and gentlemen. Reach out to your representatives and let them know that we prefer our politicians to waste our money on more important things. Can our government make business better, easier, faster? Can our government help us with things that we care about, like health insurance? You know, there's contact your representatives. You know, it just takes an email and about 2 minutes of your time, and it could make the difference in a really big way.
Yeah, and just, you know, they're going to vote before February 9th. Just a little note saying, you know, I support the Dreamers. Let them stay here and work. You know, that's all. They don't have to become citizens. That's it. All right, Bert.
Yep. I love that. I love the fact that you brought this thing up, the difference between, you know, a citizen, a Dreamer, a student, somebody here who's legally allowed to work, a worker's permit or whatever. Norm Blumenthal, thank you so much for stopping by. It's always, always good to have you here, my friend.
Thanks, Bert, and we'll talk to you. Take care.
All right. Good stuff there from attorney Norm Blumenthal. By the way, Norm specializes in representing consumers and workers. If you think that you've been abused, that you've been short-cheated, on your overtime or something, you can contact Norm at BAMLawCA. That's B-A-M, BAMLawCA.com, and he'll be glad to work with you and help you out. As always, my friends, thank you so much for being here. It's important that we help our society get bigger, better, stronger. Listen, maybe you think I'm wrong. You think Norm is wrong. And you think our opinion, maybe we're missing something. So reach out to me. I'd love to connect with you on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and on Instagram. Let me know what you think. If you have some ideas, some topics that you want us to discuss, we'll make it happen. Remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.